AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our broadcast. We will name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. Coldwater ball to start the second half, trailing Edwardsburg 28-22 from here at Three Rivers. Coldwater will get the ball to start the second half, moving from left to right. Edwardsburg from left to right as we have switched sides. Mock to stepping back in. 17-foot jumper bounces, does not go in. Ball hauled in by Dante Rosano, ahead to a streaking Gadeski, taken away by Beck Husen. Off the screen, get the ball to Mock. Double team on him, now out to Stempion. Down the middle of the lane, pump fake. Triple team closes in on him. Stempion misses it short. Dante Rosano with the rebound for Edwardsburg.
Luke with a couple of good looks here early. Couldn't get him to go for the Cardinals.
Here's Shalesky on the right wing, moving around the perimeter, attacking the weak side. Needs help, finds Rosano on the right corner. Stempion comes out on defense on him. Cardinals sticking around to this man-to-man defense. Now a dribble drive. The runner, Hewlett, from 15 short, right into Mock's hands underneath. Coldwater trails by six, starting the third quarter, 28-22. Beck Houston pass deflected, stolen by Dylan Hewlett for Edwardsburg. Rosano, nice feed to Gadeski, out the bucket, and one.
Nice play by the Eddies.
For Coldwater, Luke Stempion with his second foul, first of the second half. Gadeski giving the Eddies an 8-point lead, could be nine if he finishes on the 3-point play. This is his first trip to the free throw line. The high rainbow off the back of the hoop, Stempion with a rebound. Across the timeline, double team immediately needs him, bounce pass to Beck Husen. Now Maurer around, Mock, long two from the right corner, off the heel of the hoop, and right to Grant Shalesky. Shalesky gives the ball to Dylan Hewlett, cross court to Isaac Veit, fakes the triple. He was open for a little bit. Now the dribble drive, kick the ball out, the floater comes to Hewlett, now three-pointer by Rosano, good!
Can't leave him that wide open, too good of a shooter.
Ryan Kelly has seen enough, he calls timeout. 6:21 left in the third quarter. Coldwater trails by 11, 33-22. The Edwardsburg Eddies with a lead. We're back in a minute. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
No matter what time of year, Culey's Jewelry will help you say, "Will you marry me?" with an extraordinary diamond ring. Culey's diamonds are hand-chosen for their quality and beauty with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Culey's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Culey's is something for everyone. Has your old engagement ring started to show its age? Now is the time to bring it back to life with a new remount or refurbishing. The Culey's girls take great pride in their ability to recommend and revamp your aging jewelry into beautiful new pieces that will remain treasured keepsakes for many years to come. Stop into Culey's Jewelry today and see the many mountings and styles available for your precious stones. Culey's Jewelry, the best source for the best prices and service you expect. Downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater ball coming out of the timeout in the backcourt facing the Edwardsburg press. Edwardsburg leads by 11, 33-22. Home run pass to Taggart underneath. Blocked underneath as a triple team closed in on him. That was Gadeski getting the block, tracking down the loose ball and finding Grant Shalesky. Gets it across the timeline. Down the middle.
Just like that, Shalesky weaves his way through the Cardinal defense and lays in an easy two.
35-22. Grant Maurer slipped as Mock tried to get the ball back to him in the backcourt.
Wheels are falling off the Cardinals' bus right now, here early in the third.
Looking at Brian Kelly, and I can see the steam coming out from between his ears right now. Dante Rosano inbounds the ball. It comes to Isaac Veit on the right wing. Now Rosano, five-footer, in and out, and in.
Dante Rosano, another two for Edwardsburg.
16 points for him, and
Cardinals turn it over right away.
Scout Case and Nate Waterbury will be allowed to come into the lineup. Maurer to the bench, along with Stempion. 37-22, 15-point Edwardsburg lead. the Eddies have scored the first 10 points of this quarter.
And the Cardinals get it back. Ball tipped away. Ryan Mock comes up with a loose ball.
Cardinals are pressing there for the first time, it looked like. Chase get it to Waterbury on the right wing. Launches a triple off a heel, rebounded by Gadeski for Edwardsburg.
I think that was a shot that Coach Kelly was looking for.
Rosano get it to the right corner. Caught by Hewlett.
Knocked away by Taggart. Now Chase comes up with the ball.
Waterbury to Beckhusen. He's fouled on his take right baseline. For the Eddies, Jackson Gadeski picks up his third foul, team first of the second half. First, Gadeski sideline for most of the second quarter with two fouls.
Beck using it 52.6% from the free throw line. Going to go to the line for two.
Cardinals trail by 15, still by 15 with a miss on the front end. Clock stop at 5:12 left to play in the third quarter. Joe Queener will come in. Jackson Gadeski comes to the bench. Pretty good minutes from Joe Queener, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Did a really nice job for them in the first half.
Beck Hewson splits the pair from the free throw line. Edwardsburg leads by two touchdowns, 37-23. Dante Rosano, half the timeline. Sure doesn't play like a sophomore, does he?
No question about it.
Hewlett back to Rosano, now a top fight. Hewlett on the right wing, clogged up by Waterbury. A couple of head fakes by Veit. Now Rosano, pass deflected, stolen by Beckhusen. Immediately due time, Rosano gets a steal.
Rips it away from Luke.
Means that Luke Beckhusen better hit the weight room, especially before football season. 37-23, Edwardsburg, 4:37 left in the third quarter. Ball knocked away from Hewlett. He gets it back between the circles to Shalevsky. Now to Veit on the left wing. In fact, the Cardinals switched up to a 2-3 zone.
Yes, they have.
Around to the left corner, Hewlett.
He
draws the foul.
Loaded Taggart, I think, on a reach-in.
Correct. His second foul is the team second of the half for Coldwater. 4:21 left to play in the third quarter. Rosano the trigger underneath the bucket. And it comes to Hewlett. Veit on the left wing. Bounce pass to Rosano. Lofting it to Queener. Now back out to Rosano. Comes to Dylan Hewlett. He's on the top of the key. Moves to his left on the leave. It's going to come to Veit. Rosano taking the ball now to the right wing to Hewlett. Back up top to Queener. Hewlett on the right wing. The feed inside. Rosano. Triple team. Kick the ball out. Triple drive by Shalevsky. Kick it out. Here's Veit on the left corner. Fake the triple. Hop step. Slings the ball. Rosano for three. Rolls off the hoop. Good job running the offense. Waterbury hawked by a triple team of Eddies as he got the rebound. And for Edwardsburg, Grant Shalevsky picks up his first foul, team third. 37-23 Edwardsburg, 3:38 left to play in the third quarter. The Eddies are setting up in their press. Waterbury inbounds to Mock. Sideline left in the backcourt, now back to Waterbury. 2-2-1 zone press that the Eddies are showing. Now back to Mock across to Beckhusen. Beckhusen had numbers. Baby hook shot goes in.
Luke Beckhusen takes it to the hoop for the Cardinals.
37-25, 12-point Eddie lead, 3:18 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Shalevsky on the left wing. The feed goes inside to Rosano. Someone went over his back.
It's going to be called on Ryan Mock. Probably a good foul because Rosano would have had an easy two.
Mock with his first foul, team third of the half. Eddie ball underneath their bucket comes to Rosano on the inbound. Spin move, loses his dribble. Hitting the deck is Beckhusen and Waterbury. The sophomores jump ball. Eddies will get it on the possession arrow. 3:08 left to play in the quarter.
Edwardsburg inbounds the ball from underneath their bucket.
Veit is looking and finds Shalevsky on the weak side. Yes, and one. Logan Taggart just picked up his third.
Not a good foul for Logan. They're going to foul him, make sure he doesn't make the bucket.
Unfortunately, he did, and he's going to go up for the three-point play. Rosano comes to the bench, and Dalton Raymond comes in for him. Meanwhile, Taggart, after having picked up his third foul team fourth, comes out. Luke Stempion comes back in. 3:06 showing on the scoreboard clock here in the third quarter from here at Three Rivers High School's Purple Palace. 39-25. Eddie is back up by 14. Chileski, first trip to the free throw line. Can't finish the three-point play. Whiff on a foul on that. Battle for the rebound.
Foul is going to go on Joseph Queener. First team third.
Old water ball underneath the bucket. The inbound comes to Scout Case. Quickly across the timeline, finds Stempy and hauls it in before it goes out of bounds. Now Beck Hewson back to Case, swinging around to Waterbury. Dribble drive, double team, triple team. Still gets a three-footer to go in.
Hey, Waterbury, a nice move to the hoop.
39-27, Eddie's lead by 12. Couple of head fakes by Raymond, top of the key. Now to the right corner comes Isaac Bite, back up top, swinging around to Hewitt. Coming on the perimeter, swings the ball to Raymond on the right corner. Back to Hewitt, cross-court goes once again. Isaac Veit, feet inside, Queener bobbles it. I have to get the ball back outside. Now on the leave, it's going to go to Veit from Hewitt.
Edwards Bird being very patient, working for a good shot here.
Bounce pass, here's a dribble drive by Chileski, immediately tied up by Beck Hewson, and that forces Chileski to travel with the ball. The Eddies are pressing. Beck Hewson is looking on the inbound, finds Stempy, now back to Beck Hewson, across to Case. He passed the timeline, bounce pass to Mock, wide open, yeah!
Nice pass from Scout Case to Ryan Mock, who finishes it off.
Just like that, the Eddies now lead by 10, 39-29, almost a steal by Case on the right wing. Raymond hangs on to it and will get it to Bite to reset. Derek Pierce getting ready to check in for Edwards Burke at the next dead ball. It comes to the left wing. Now back up top, swing the ball around to Raymond on the right wing. Minute 38 left to play in the quarter. It's Edwards Burke 39, Coldwater 29. Chileski on the right corner, ball on his left hip. Swing the ball around from Bite to Hewitt on the left side.
Edwards Burke, a little different team with Rizal out of the game right now.
Probably trying to lull the Cardinals to sleep a little bit.
Well, they're being very patient.
Back right corner, Dylan Hewitt is. The Eddies are showing a slow-down offense. Isaac Bite near the timeline. Double team closes in on him. Now get it back to Dalton Raymond between the circles. 1 minute left in the quarter. The Eddies by 10. Fall down on the ground, and it's going to go back to the Eddies. The double team sandwiched the Edwardsburg player that was last off of the Cardinals. Yep. Here comes Pierce for Chileski. Chileski with a well-earned breather.
Tough 2-3 defense being shown by the Cardinals.
The inbound and a three-pointer dribble and one for Dylan Hewitt. Someone fell asleep defensively.
Certainly did. Got to get out on those shooters.
42-29, Eddies, 42 seconds and counting left in the quarter. Ball still in the backcourt. Beck Hewson gets it across. He draws a foul. Edwards Burke, Dalton Raymond picks up his third.
Force.
Team fouls now even at four. Peace Coldwater will get the ball five-line right, just past the half-court line. 39.3 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Beck Hewson is looking. He's looking. And will inbound it to Luke Stempy, who's immediately two times on the back right corner. Derek Pierce begging for a foul, but instead, Isaac Bite will pick up his third foul. Here comes Dante Rosano back into the Edwardsburg lineup. Bite will come to the bench.
Coach Steve Wright getting his shooter back in the game for the last 35 seconds here of the third quarter.
It'll be Coldwater ball. Beck Hewson looking to inbound. He's looking, and will find Waterbury immediately bodied up by Queener. Waterbury getting it to Case, almost an over and back. It was deflected, but the Cardinals get it back. Beck Hewson for three. He's fouled on the shot.
Luke can go to the line and get the Cardinals a little closer here.
For Edwardsburg, Derek Pierce with his first foul, team six. Coldwater currently trails by 13, first of three from Beck Hewson off the back of the hoop.
Well, Cardinals need every point they can get right now. Cardinals trailing 42-29 to Edwardsburg. Good on the second free throw for Beck Hughes. Now 42-30, 23.2 seconds to go in the third period.
Third of three coming up is down, is up, and it's good. He gets two out of three, back to a three-possession game. 42-31, here comes Rosano. Now across the timeline, gets past the double team and induces a foul.
Luke Stempien going to be called for his third foul.
16.6 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Ryan Hadley will check in for Coldwater. Luke Stempien will come to the bench. Dalton Raymond will inbound the ball in front of the Edwardsburg bench to our right. Unless Coldwater will get to inbound. We're not quite...
I think we got a little bit of blood here.
Got a case. May have gotten some residual damage. Or is it Luke Beckhusen? Ooh, look, Luke Beckhusen. Arm smeared with someone's blood. Not sure where it came from. And the reason why we're having this extended timeout is to see who is bleeding. I think... Okay, Beckhusen is getting cleaned up. He'll come to the bench. Grant Maurer will come in.
Actually, more of a scrape than it is anything that looks like blood. So,
back to game action. 13 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It is Edwardsburg ball. Dylan Hewlett moving off the Queener screen to his right. Get it up top to Rosano with four, with three down the middle. The runner. God for Rosano.
Boy, he's tough.
44-31, Edwardsburg on top of Coldwater after three quarters in the Semi-SAA Class B Boys Basketball District First Round Game. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. Let Nottawagas help you transform your yard into an oasis of nature. They stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, and bird baths for all of your feathered friends, as well as nest boxes and wood duck boxes and nesting materials. Nottawagas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or visit them anytime online at nottawagas.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Welcome back to Three Rivers High School. Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, Mike Stein. Might this be the final quarter of Coldwater Cardinal boys basketball this season? We'll find out in the next 8 minutes. They get the ball to start the final quarter. They trail 44-31. Here's Ryan Hadley, couple of head fakes on the left corner. Now the feed is to Maurer. Kicks the ball out to Scout Case. Launches a triple from the left wing. They say it was a long two, and it bounced off the back of the hoop anyway. Here come the Eddies in transition, and they threw the ball away.
Well, they give a gift back to the Cardinals.
Absolutely. But look for Edwardsburg to show a press.
Well, they are. They have been pretty
all night long.
Pretty much.
Our inbound Case will get it back to Grant. Sideline left, he meets up with a trap. He needs help. He needs a lot of help. Trying to get to Waterbury. Stolen by Raymond. Ahead to Derek Pierce. He gets the layup.
Cardinals just not taking care of the basketball.
Beck Hughes getting ready to check in after getting catched up on the sideline.
Brian Kelly calls a timeout.
So we'll take time as well. 7:10 left to play in the fourth. 46-31 Eddies. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
What do you have for sure?
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. from the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, where their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Monday's lunch specials include your choice of a delicious homemade chicken salad sandwich or the Willows Crispy Perch Filet Sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries. You don't have to eat fast food. Stop by the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater today and check out their new look.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Grant Maurer getting ready to inbound, coming out of the timeout. Coldwater trails by 15, 46-31. Case to Beck Husen. He'll get it to the right corner to Ryan Hanley. Now trying to dribble Tribe, trying to get past Gadefsky, who's back in for Edwardsburg. Baby hook shot, no good for Beck Husen. Rebound putback, though, is good for Ryan Mock.
13 points on the night for Ryan Mock.
Absolutely. He's leading the team right now, 46-33, 13-point lead for Edwardsburg.
Quarterback to the man-to-man defense.
Raymond on the right wing. Trying to blow past Beck Husen. Needs help. Looking to get the ball to Hewa. He was distracted. Now looking to his left and throws the ball away.
Well, he zigged when he wanted them to zag.
Beck Husen inbound to the front court to Mock, trying to get it to Maurer immediately. Triple team somehow, and we able to come up with the ball and get the five-footer.
Much better set. Better job of getting the ball down the floor that time for the Cardinals.
46-35. It's an 11-point lead for Edwardsburg. Here's a dribble drive, whistle, and a foul as Hewlett tried to take it strong to the bucket. Scout Case picking up his first foul. Team fouls even at 6 apiece. Isaac Knight will come in for Edwardsburg. To the bench will be Dalton Raymond. Knight to inbound. He has 3 fouls. So does Gadefsky for Edwardsburg. The inbound came to Dante Rosano. He made it look too easy.
Rosano with 20 now.
Yep, 20 points. 48 total for Edwardsburg and 35 for Coldwater. The Eddies pressing. Badly able to break it, but a double team immediately closes in on the right wing. Now Maurer, Case inside to Ryan Mock. Kick the ball back out to Case. Launches a three-pointer. Wide right. Comes to Mock, though, from the high right block. He brings a fadeaway Jay.
Ryan Mock, another deuce for the Cards.
Figuring very heavily in the balloting for our McDonald's player of the game here. We'll name one at the end of the night for McDonald's of Branch County, of course. Here's ball on the right corner. Get it to Rosano. Fade away. Jay in front of Mock is short. Mock hits the foul. His second, team seven.
Actually, they gave that to Scout Case.
Really?
I didn't see him anywhere in the neighborhood.
My sentiments exactly, but Dante Rosano back to the free throw line. They said it was a shooting foul. First of two coming up is good. After a couple of ugly misses early, he's now green three in a row. Box out. Box out. 49-37. The lead back up to 12 for Edwardsburg. Second one is down, is up, is good. Timeout taken by Edwardsburg with 5:25 left to play in the fourth quarter. Three Rivers leading the Coldwater Cardinals 50-37 in this NHSAA Class B boys basketball district first round game from here at the home of the Eddies. Get your pass to watch Winter High School Sports Championships live on the NHSAA.tv website. One low cost of $14.95 gives you live access to NHSAA finals in wrestling, swimming, cheer, gymnastics, ice hockey, and basketball. Sign up for your pass to the finals at NHSAA.tv. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. 5:25 left to play in the fourth quarter, 50-37, Edwardsburg leading Coldwater. They took a full timeout, but they only used half of it.
Got an update from Brunson. At the end of the first quarter, Brunson all over Union City, 16-5.
kind of a surprising first quarter score given the records coming in. But as you always like to say, everybody's 0-0 to start March Madness, right?
You betcha, Brunson. Brunson also with that home court advantage.
Coldwater ball coming out of the Edwardsburg timeout. They break the press. Case to Hadley down the middle. Five-footer high off the glass and good for Hadley.
Nice pass from Scout Case to get it in there to Mr. Hadley.
11-point Edwardsburg lead. Here comes a trap at the half-court line. Oh, nice. A steal by Case, and the layup is good.
Scout Case, first deuce of the night for Scout.
9-point lead for the Eddies, 50-41. Ball still in the backcourt, Hewlett to Vitenau, pass the timeline to Hewlett, immediately two time, he needs help, whistle, and a cold water foul, and Mock picks up his third.
Teammate.
Oh, to the free throw line for Isaac Vite. Check that, that's Dylan Hewlett back to the free throw line, just for 1-1. The clock has stopped at 4:51 left in the fourth quarter. Bricks it short, whistle.
Edwardsburg into the lane too quickly.
Lane violation against the Eddies, so it was all for naught anyway. Coldwater steps up in the backcourt, facing the token pressure from Edwardsburg, but looks to see them trapped across the timeline. Now Mock to Beck Husen. Bounce pass comes to Ace, now to Hadley at the free throw line. Spin move, blocked. And pulled in by Isaac Vite. Did he get the block, too?
Gadeski got the block.
Here's Rosano. Nice feed to Gadeski, and he draws a foul. He's going up for two.
I think that's going to get Grant Maurer. Going to be called for his second personal. Ninth.
Final 1-1 for Edwardsburg. Jackson Gadeski to the free throw line. Front end. Good. He will get the bonus. Grant Chalewski will come in for the Eddies as Derek Pierce comes to the bench. Meanwhile, Stempian back in for Coldwater. Maurer out. Now 51-41. Eddies, 4:28 left. Back end of the 1-1 is good. The Eddies lead by 11 once again. Token pressure in the backcourt. Stempian with it. Now past the timeline. Here comes the trap. Bounce past the case. Back left corner. Now Beck Husen around to Stempian on the right corner of the front court. Get it back out to Beck Husen. Hadley screen. Now to Case. Pass deflected. And it's going to go back to Coldwater. It gets off Celeste's hands and out of bounds.
Cardinals getting a break there. Looks like it might be a turnover going to the Eddies, but the Cardinals get it back.
Case inbounds to Mock. Shoots and scores from the right elbow.
I am Mock piling him up. 17 points on the night for Mock.
52-43. Back to a 9-point Teddy lead. Isaac Vite across the timeline. Bounce pass to Hewlett. Now inside, a shot and a miss underneath for Chalewski. Rebound putback doesn't go in for Gadeski, but he's fouled.
Ryan Hadley picking up the foul for the Cardinals.
His second is a team 10th. Edwardsburg is going to be in the double bonus the rest of the night.
Gadeski just a 51% free throw shooter on the season.
But so far, 2 of 3 to a 4. That keeps in with a 50% average. It remains 52-43 Eddies, 3:49 left. Second one down, up. Clunk, short the ball tip, picked up by Gadeski, blocked by Hadley.
Well, Ryan had a good block, but he also got him with the body.
Hadley with his third quick foul, and Gadeski back the free throw line. I think only a couple of seconds coming off the clock there. First of two, good for Jackson Gadeski. The Eddies now lead by 10. Edwardsburg 53, Coldwater 43, 3:46 left. Second one off a heel, Mock with a rebound. Clears out, a double team on him in the backcourt, bounce past the case. Meets up with Rosano. Rosano slaps it away, it's taken away by Gadeski ahead to Rosano. Thought about the dunk, but still gets the easy layup.
Dante Rosano keeps piling them on for Edwardsburg.
55-43. The Eddies now back up by 12. 3:22 left. The fans in the hourglass starting to come in for the Cardinals. Not a Ryan Mott has anything to say about it. He gets another elbow jumper.
Yep. I got him for 19 on the night. So nice big night for Ryan Mott, which the Cardinals needed.
I've got him with 19 as well, so at least you're talking about some discrepancies in the scoring, and at least we're correct for both him and for Dante Rosano for Edwardsburg. Zaleski between the circles, ball poked away, picked up by Hewlett. Hewlett splits the defense on the right baseline, short tap, no good. Ball hauled in by Coldwater, Luke Beckhuizen. Into the cross the timeline. Offensive foul, taking the charges around. Beckhuizen with his third.
Can't disagree. Could have gone either way.
Grant Maurer back in. Ryan Hadley to the bench. 55-45. Cardinals trail Edwardsburg by 10. 2:39 left. The inbound comes to Rosano in the backcourt. Cardinals showing a 2-2-1 zone press. Now Hewlett ahead to Vike. Kick the ball out to Rosano on the right wing. The feed goes inside to Gadewski.
Ryan Mott just picked up his fourth foul, I believe.
He does, and he also sends Jackson Gadewski back to the free throw line. Probably the person that the Cardinals most wanted to send to the free throw line. First of two here from Gadewski is just solid. Perfect. Eddie's lead by 11 once again. With 2:25 left to play in the game, 56-45 still with a miss. Battling for the rebound with Shalefsky and Maurer.
Shalefsky going to be called for the foul going over the back.
His second, team seventh. We're going 90 feet the other way for some free throws from Grant Maurer. Just a 1-1.
Halftime score from Brunson. Brunson on top of Union City now, just 31-26. So the Chargers have cut into the Viking lead.
Front end of the 1-1 from Maurer. Good, he will get the bonus. 3 points for the senior, possibly playing in his last game in the Coldwater basketball uniform. Back end, bounces, does not go in. Rosano with a rebound for Edwardsburg. We'll get it to Shalefsky immediately. Two-time catches up to the dribble. Bell loses it as the double team kept following him. Now to Gadewski. Rosano to reset with 2:12 left. Calcase talking in back right corner. Get the ball to the left corner of the front court. Mike draws a foul. Maurer closed in on him.
Grant Maurer's third foul.
Isaac Veit. Unfortunately, Edwardsburg's best free throw shooter based on that stat sheet I gave you, right?
Trying to get there, Sean. Yeah.
2 of 2 earlier, 2 of 3. Waterbury will come in for the Cardinals. Grant Maurer to the bench, 2:06 left. Edwardsburg with a 10-point lead. 56-46. Fight down, up. Bounces is not going on the back end of the trip to the free throw line either. Mock with a rebound, immediately two-timed by Gadewski and Rosano. The Cardinals break the press. Beckhuizen, Case up top for three. Bounces too strong off the back of the hoop. Rosano with a rebound.
Good job of blocking out underneath by the Eddies.
Rosano across the timeline. Remember, Rosano, the team's leading scorer, just a sophomore. Waterbury trying to poke the ball away. Waterbury winds up going over Rosano, back and Rosano to the free throw line. A minute 40 left to play in the game. Coach Brian Kelly saying, don't need to foul him at this point. First of two, got solid perfect for Rosano. .25 points I now have Rosano for as the Eddies lead by 11 once again. 12-point lead. Rosano drains both of them. The Eddies peel back on the press. Waterbury across the timeline. 58-46, the Eddies lead by 12. A give is to Ryan Mock. cut off, trying to get it back to Beck Houston, drive the right baseline, leaves it short. Rosano is going to be assessed a foul.
His first of the night.
As active as he has been, it's kind of stunning to see that with just a minute 27 left in the fourth quarter, Rosano picks up his first foul. Team 8, shooting foul, Beck Houston to the free throw line.
For two.
First one. Grant Maher will come back in. Ryan Mock will come to the bench.
A little more speed out there with the substitution of Maher for Mock.
Second one from back. Houston clanks it off the front of the rim. The first one clanked off the back of the rim. Rosano with a rebound gets it to Veit. Veit across the timeline. Waterbury hawking him. Now get it to Rosano. Case bounce pass to Veit. Slings it to Hewitt. Now back to the back right corner. Rosano to Hewitt running the weave to the right corner. Now get it back outside to Veit. Finally, the foul with a minute left to play.
Hey, Waterbury with the foul for the Cardinals.
Back to the free throw line for Isaac Veit. Mock will come back in for Coldwater.
Veit shooting 56.7% on the season.
2 of 4 tonight. 2 of 5. Maher out and Mock back in for the Cardinals, who trail by 12, 58-46, 1 minute left. Second one from Isaac Veit, down, up, and good. So keeping with his 57% average, he's 3 of 6 on the night. Here come the Cardinals. Here comes a trap. Bounce pass to Beck Houston on the right wing, trying to get it inside. Rock. Ryan Mock, fadeaway Jade, bricked it short. Stemping with a rebound, and ripped away by Rosano. Rosano gets the ball flat back to him. Now here comes Dylan Hewitt. Underneath. Shot to score for Jackson Gadefsky.
Nice unselfish play by Edwards Bird.
61-46. The Eddies are going to get the W in advance to take on the host Three Rivers Wildcats. Another steal and a mugging by Waterbury, trying to rip the ball away from Dante Rosano. Waterbury picking up his fourth foul, back to the free throw line with 26.6 seconds left. The Edwardsburg Eddies leading by 15. 61-46, the current score. Back to the charity strike for Rosano. Dip shoots, gets the first one to rattle in. Adley and Maher back in. Waterbury and Beck Houston to the bench. It's an all-senior lineup out on the floor for Coldwater. Not quite. We're going to see Logan Taggart check in momentarily, we think. Rosano, the back end, good. Ryan Mock coming to the bench for the final time. Basically, it's a chance for the seniors on the team. One final curtain call. A champion comes to the bench. Morgan Sims comes in.
Nice move by Coach Kelly to get those seniors out there.
Jordan Butler at the table. Now they resume play. Case to Sims. Catches on the left wing. Ryan Hadley dribble driving. 15-footer. Bounces off the front of the one. Ball flat. Maher had it. It's almost taken away by the Eddies. Picked up by Maher. Gives it to Taggart. 10 seconds left. Turnaround shot. It's short. Ball tip and hauled in by Rosano. 5 seconds left. Rosano's just going to dribble out the clock. Final score from here at Three Rivers High School. The Wildcats 63 and the Coldwater Cardinals 46. Edwardsburg improves to 15-6 on the season and will meet up with Three Rivers Wednesday night in the Class B semifinals. Coldwater season ends with a 4-16 mark. Again, your final score, 63-46, Edwardsburg on top. Postgame report coming up after this. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Meet our consumers family, members who love consumers for a lot of reasons.
Consumers has been solid, consistent, warm, friendly, and very professional.
Honest and trustworthy.
Consumers is amazing. Personable, reliable, efficient.
Consumers is the best place ever.
Consumers Credit Union. Go live, work, play.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
Well, so much for your plan to hit Battle Creek's Marvac Camper and RV Show. That was last weekend, so lose the string on your finger.
But guess what?
It's still going on.
Just a little south of Battle Creek
at Halet Auto and RV in Coldwater. Everything you missed at Marvac is on display and on sale now at Halet's 11-acre RV and Camping Superstore.
Due to last week's inclement weather, the special Marvac financing and discounts you missed...
That's held over for one more week at Halet's, too.
Browse at your pace.
Take all the time you need.
Over 350 units on display.
It's wall-to-wall tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and more.
Halet has a big new parts and accessories warehouse
where you'll find exactly what you need. 15 manufacturers displayed at Marvac. Halet has product from 18 on the lot. Plus, deep discounts, plus special financing to put the deal together for you.
So hightail it to Halet.
Halet Auto and RV, US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan,
where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Scoring updates from the WTVB scoreboard in the Class A district between Holt and Battle Creek Central. Holt upset your Smack East champion Battle Creek Central Bearcats 68-64 in two overtimes.
Bit of a surprise there, Sean. Thought the Bearcats had things going at the end of the year, but obviously Holt had different ideas about getting March Magic started off, so it's unfortunate for Coach Greg Williams and the Bearcats, but they're on their way home and hold advances.
End of the third quarter, Jackson Northwest soon to join Coldwater in the Interstate 8, leading a tough Olivet squad 35-31. End of the first quarter, Dowagiac leading Stephensville Lakeshore 17-15. Athens beat Colon 51-35 in the Class D district out at Burr Oak. At the half, Bronson leading Union City 31-26 in the Class C district out at Bronson. Here at Three Rivers, it's pretty much all Edwardsburg. 63-46 the final score, and here is how they scored. For the victorious Eddies, who improved to 15-6 and will take on the host Three Rivers Wildcats coming up Wednesday night in the Class B district semifinals. Grant Chalewski with 10 points. Derek Pierce with 5. Dante Rosano leading all scorers with 28 points. He also had a team-high 7 rebounds. Jackson Gadeski with 8. Joe Queener with 3. Dylan Hewitt with 6. And Isaac Veit with 3. Those are the 63 that are up on the board for the Edwardsburg Eddies. Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinals, whose season ends with a 4-16 mark, Luke Beckhusen with 7, Scout Case with 2, Nate Waterbury with 5, Grant Maurer with 3, Ryan Hadley with 4, Logan Taggart with 6, and Ryan Mock with a double-double to finish out his high school boys basketball career, 19 points and 10 rebounds. He also had a couple of assists and a steal tossed in there as well. Those are the 46 that are showing up on the board for Coldwater. By the quarters, Edwardsburg won every frame, 13-12 in the first, 15-10 in the second, 16-9 in the third, and 19-15 in the fourth. Final shooting percentages, Edwardsburg 21 of 43 shooting, 48.8%, 4 of 16 from the three-point line, 25%, 17 of 32 from the free throw line, 53.1%. Cardinals finished the game 20 out of 44 shooting, 45.5%, just 1 of 9 from downtown, 11.1%, 5 of 13 from the free throw line, 38.5%. Coldwater out-rebounded Edwardsburg 32-26. Again, Ryan Mock with a double-double, 19 points and 10 rebounds. Leading rebounder for the Eddies, Dante Rosano. He had 7 boards to go along with his 28 points. Turnovers, 17 for Coldwater, 9 for Edwardsburg. And off those turnovers, the Eddies with a 21-10 edge. Brian Kelly joining us on our post-game show. And those turnovers sound like they were the telling statistic here in tonight's game.
Oh, yeah, that was the biggest difference in basketball game, absolutely.
You guys did a nice job of battling, though, Brian, but a little bit too much Dante Rosano from Edwardsburg. He ended up the night with 28 points.
Yeah.
Just a sophomore, too.
Yeah, you know, he's a nice player, but, you know, we knew that they had two or three kids that could score, but the bottom line is we can't turn the ball over. And nothing against Edwardsburg. They're a very good basketball team, and I wish them a lot of luck. But the press was nothing that we haven't seen. It's a daily thing in our league, and we had way too many unforced turnovers. I mean, we just were not very aggressive with the basketball. The kids played hard. But, we preached all year to attack that press. And we just didn't do it tonight. And for whatever reason that was, and we made a lot of mistakes with our passes that were, just soft passes or not coming to the basketball. And those are things we've preached all year. And for some reason, we just didn't get them done tonight. And that was the huge difference in the basketball game.
Yeah, you had trouble really from the beginning till the end, till they called off the dogs there toward the end. And they kind of backed off a little bit on the press, but... one of the things that happens this time of the year is you got to say goodbye to the seniors.
Absolutely. That's
a tough thing for any coach to do in any sport. And, obviously, we're talking about Scout Case, Grant Maurer, Ryan Hadley, Luke Stempien, and Ryan Mock.
Yeah.
So,
key kids, they played, they were big contributors last year when, we only had a couple seniors. Two or three seniors, so those kids have played a lot in the last couple years, and they're going to be. I'm going to miss them a bunch, and unfortunately, that's what happens when you graduate and stuff. And I'm sure they're looking forward to it, and they've got some great spring sports coming up for a bunch of those guys. Between track and baseball and all that stuff. You'll see and hear a lot about all 5 of those guys.
Well, let's look forward to next year a little bit. Got the new conference coming, some new opponents we're somewhat familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Charlotte is probably the one we're the least familiar with for the most part. But,
probably.
Coach Quinberry's JV team had a pretty successful season. Got some help coming.
It'll be interesting to see the league next year. I mean, people are saying, well, you'll do a lot better in the league. Well, we'll see because, you hope that, we'll come out with the young kids and be competitive and keep getting better like we did and stuff. But, that league is not going to be anything slouch. Harper Creek is loaded.
Yep.
Marshall has got some young players, some really nice guards in their under program. Lumen Christi is ranked number 1 in the state Class B and has a an All-State two-year player, and he's only a junior. And so, you know, in Charlotte, I know I've seen or heard things about him. They play a lot of young kids as well. So, and Benfield's got, you know, Steve Grimes does a nice job up there with those kids, and, you know, they got some big kids coming back, too. They have a 6'9 junior in the post. So, yeah, the league is it's going to be interesting because it's new for us and some different looks at different teams.
So basically, it could be another tough league, but a different type of tough than
absolutely.
The SMAC.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we'll see the speed consistently night in and night out that we do with some of the quicker teams that we've seen, but yeah, it's not going to be anything to just sneeze at and walk through the league thinking we're going to walk through stuff next year. We're going to have to get better and keep getting improving. And like you said, Al, I think we've got a nice nucleus of young kids, and we'll see how things go.
Well, the thing that's really good for you, I think, is your two guards, for the most part. Luke Beckhusen and Nick Waterbury, after you brought him up, you know, in the middle of the year there, toward the end of the year, got a lot of experience as sophomores, and you've got them for a couple more years after this.
Absolutely. So. And, you know, we've got some nice other nice guards at that JV level. You know, we brought Colin up for this week and stuff. So we've got some nice guards coming up. You know, we had some pretty good size on our JV team, so hopefully that'll be okay. And, you know, we've got some nice players with Watson and Taggart. And Butler Butler might be one of the most improved players from our beginning of the season to now that we have. And so I'm looking for big things from those three guys for next year. So we'll see.
Well, good. You know, one thing that's been going on all year long is this guy sitting to my left has wanted to be on the radio. And I promised him, if Sean will allow, if you'll trade your headset over to your son, Brian, and we appreciate you coming out here all year long and being with us. So,
all right, thanks.
So we're going to give the headset over from father to son, Dominic Kelly, now joining us post-game. One of the team managers. That's your official title, isn't it, Dominic?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Well, I don't know. I've never used that word before.
Well, what would you call what you've done for the team all year?
Probably manager or ball boy.
All right. Help it out any way you can, right?
Yeah, I'll try.
All right. You call me radio guy.
Yeah, I didn't know your name at first.
Well, that's all right. You know, radio guy's okay. I know who you're talking to. But,
oh, hey, you called me radio guy, too.
Yeah, there you go. So do you think somewhere down the line, you know, as you grow older, you might want to do something like this?
If I don't play basketball, I'll try.
All right.
Well, we'll hold you to that.
Yep.
Well, I watched you guys since my dad was first started being varsity coach.
Uh-huh.
He said when he found out the news that I was more excited than he was.
Well, I'm sure it was an exciting time around your household when your dad was named the coach, and we're glad he got the job and stuff. And we look forward to next year with you coming back and helping out any way you can and being the team manager.
Oh,
that's right.
That's right. You're going to be potentially on the freshman basketball team.
I told Kyle that I would try.
Kyle being
Shepherd.
Yeah. Okay.
I told him I'd try, but I don't know because, like, every home game I might come over and help, but, like, away games I'll probably help because there won't be many people here. So I'll help most of the time.
Your help will be greatly appreciated.
I'm sure you'll be here as much as you can with your dad.
Yeah, I hope, because next year I watch JV a little, and, like, Luke Beckhusen, Nathan Waterbury, all those, Austin Kerminsky, all those guys coming up. I think we have a pretty good team next year.
I think you're right. So
I want to be there.
hey, that's something that you and your dad agree on.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Dominic, well, we've got to cut it out here, so we appreciate you taking the time with us tonight. We're glad we were able to get you on the air, okay? All right, buddy. Thanks.
Dominic Kelly, son of Coldwater Head Boys basketball coach Brian Kelly. We finally were able to get him on the air before Coldwater season was able to come to the end. Unfortunately, comes to an end tonight, 63-46. Edwardsburg beats Coldwater. One last bit of business before we sign off from here at Three Rivers. The naming of a McDonald's player of the game. We'll do that after this from McDonald's, Branch County.
If you're anything like me, you want to give McDonald's a big hug. You'd probably kiss them if your lips weren't busy with those mighty wings. The spice has your eyes welling up. The price is making you feel like crying tears of joy. Five hot, juicy, irresistible chicken wings for $3. Mmm, hot spice and price? It's obvious you're feeling that. Now everyone else should too before they're gone. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. Made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
With our final Coldwater McDonald's boys basketball player of the game tonight, it's got to be Ryan Mock.
Oh, no doubt about it. Ryan scored in every quarter for the Cardinals. He opened the first frame with 6 points. He drained a three-pointer in the second quarter, had a solo bucket in the third, and tried to bring the Cardinals back in the fourth quarter, but couldn't do it all by himself. He had 8 points there in that fourth quarter. 19 points and 10 big rebounds on the night for Ryan Mock. So nice way for that senior to end his basketball career here at Coldwater High School, or for Coldwater High School. So
of course, his athletic career isn't quite over, because we're looking forward to seeing him on the baseball diamond.
No question about it. Ryan's going to patrol over at first base, I'm sure. Probably do a little bit of DHing for Coach Spangler, but he definitely is a hitter. There's no question about that. He'll be a big part of the Coldwater offense baseball season.
Whenever the field falls out,
whenever
right?
The snow's gone.
So congratulations once again to Ryan Mock. 19 points, 10 rebounds for McDonald's player of the game. Some more scores on the WTVB scoreboard. In Class B, Penfield just pummeled Comstock 80-51, and at the half, Marshall currently leading Belton Kellogg 37-24. In Class C, Lawton beat White Pigeon 85-74 in double overtime. Another double overtime thriller there. And after three in Class A, Niles on top of Portage Central just by 35-34. So Coldwater season ends. Our attention now turns to the Class C Bronson District. We know that it's going to be Quincy versus Hillsdale in the opening game on Wednesday night.
Definitely.
And Reading will take on the winner of the Bronson Union City game that's going on right now. I think you have an update.
Yes, I do. Union City has drawn ahead of Bronson 48-41 at the end of three quarters. So Bronson, with that 16-5 lead at the end of one, has let it slip away from them, and Union City has gone on top of the Vikings now at Brunson at the end of three quarters, 48-41.
So again, it will be Union City or Brunson taking on Reading in the nightcap, and we will have two games from out at Brunson High School beginning at 5:30 on Wednesday night with a pregame. Tip-off is at 6 for Quincy versus Hillsdale, and then about 7:30 for the Brunson Union City winner against Reading. Again, both games at Brunson.
Yeah, it'll be fun being back in the BHS gym, my hometown, and hopefully the Vikings can come back and pull that out against Union City tonight, but it looks like the Chargers got things rolling right now, and it's going to be a tough road for the Vikings to get back into that game, maybe.
Let's see, I don't think many of the guys that were left from last year's team remember how they let one get away from them last year at the hands of Schoolcraft.
Yeah, that happens every once in a while, so but it's, again, you know, tournament time, and anything can happen.
That's a story from here at Three Rivers High School's Purple Palace. For Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studio, for my broadcast partner Al Rackesy, Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Wildcats in this NHSAA Class B Boys Basketball District first round game. The Edwardsburg Eddies ended Coldwater season 63-46. Until Wednesday from Bronson, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: AmeriGas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.